What's up?
Are we back? All right. Welcome back to Unfinished Business. I am Chester.
And I'm the shit.
Hope you guys are ready to see us, because we're ready to see you guys. We got some fun shit in the pipeline.
Fun shit.
We've been talking about the pipeline for a while.
Not the pipeline, not the North Dakota pipeline. All right, just going to do that in the middle.
Yeah. Good for the Native Americans there. We got a...
Trump's America.
Yeah. Oh, you got that right. So, speaking of which, we got a couple guests in the house. Welcome, boys.
How's it going?
What's up?
It's going pretty well. What do you guys want to be called? What do you want to be referred as when guests inevitably talk, or when the audience talks about this episode as their favorite? What do you guys want to be called?
You can just call me Bruiser.
Oh, that's a good one.
I wanted to go by Bruiser, but it was taken. So you can call me Tomahawk Kid.
That's good. That's good. Fuck yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, it's my old AIM name from back in the day. We used to want to chat with Smarter Child.
Mine was Dog Is Out 9. I loved that fucking song.
That was a good dog. That dog lived way too long.
18 years.
It's the stinkiest dog I ever met. Like, the whole house reeked.
I got to give you props for sticking with that AIM name for so long, you know?
Hey, social media made a huge comeback.
Chester, what was yours?
Dude, I don't like talking about
mine. Oh, dude, come on.
We got to hear it now.
Mine was... Coke Rules Pepsi 13. I thought it was a much better soda. I mean, I'm not gonna fucking lie. I hadn't developed a personality yet, right?
Sure.
I mean, I can't even argue with that. .net, by the
way. Dude, you are aggressively passionate about Coke being better than Pepsi.
Honestly, I mean, Coke's way better, but like, I'll drink a fucking Pepsi. It's not that big a deal.
Probably have to twist my arm.
Put aside my I gotta be real.
Is
thirsty.
Pepsi all right? You're like, well,
no, I'll just have water.
Flashbacks to the AIM username. God damn it! No.
I'll take tap.
I want to establish some sort of tradition, like some sort. This might not be the one I stick with, but some sort of question I ask all the guests when they come in. Bruiser, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Jeez, just put me on the spot like that. Probably, I wanted to be an astronaut, because if you think about it, when was the last time we went to space?
Yeah, that's true.
Sounds like a plush job.
Yeah. What if you get sent to space?
I mean, you're a hero if you go, you're a hero if you don't. Sign me up.
Yeah,
win or lose, you're going down in the history books.
People are going to remember me.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, if you're one of the just guys who hangs out in the on the floor, you know, you're not...
Payload specialist.
Eat some frozen food or freeze-dried food.
I think they get Dippin' Dots every day.
The ice cream of the future.
Love this.
Living the dream. How long has that been their slogan?
It's very long.
Dude, I don't know about that, because if you bring Dippin' Dots home, which my roommate did for some fucking reason, you put that shit in the freezer and it fucking melts.
Yeah. They freeze together.
It's got to be like kept on dry ice.
Ice cream of the future. That's my ass.
Tomahawk, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I wanted to be a Cherokee Indian.
How's that working out so far?
Not so well. They're not doing too hot.
Yeah,
they all got like smallpox or something.
That's what I heard too.
A bunch of blankets were passed around.
No, I'm just kidding. Congratulations to that tribe out there in South Dakota, I think. Way to go.
Yeah, shout out.
Getting topical.
Way to crush it. But I do want to give a shout out to Tiana, the Uber driver who brought us over here.
Oh, you guys couldn't drive yourselves?
No, we could not.
We got a free ride from Inchininger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The producer of the show actually picked us up, or sent us to Uber, and she was just a real nice lady.
If we send cars for all of our guests on the show.
It's true. So if you ever have that extension,
pick him up from the airport.
No, he didn't.
No, pick him up.
I actually ordered it. We did a Uber split.
Okay, that's fair. So it was like $4 a person.
Yeah, it wasn't 25-cent upcharge for splitting.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that dude. They must be making bank off of that split fee.
Millions.
I heard it. I don't know
what it is. Conspiracy.
But I heard it was millions.
They're making sense on the dollar.
On WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks going after Uber's heart these days.
I'm telling you, man, they're the future.
All right, so why are we here?
We're here for some
you want to talk
motherfucking
to the mic?
Craigslist. I had to think about it. If you are new to the show, I hope you are. You know, we want to expand. We're here to find all of the most... ridiculous and out there shit on Craigslist, because it's all over the place. You only got to spend a couple minutes in there. Why don't we go into classic MCs?
MCs, also known as misconnections, also known as getting a boner in public when you see a hot chick at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
That's my Webster's Dictionary version of it.
Do you guys have one to kick us off?
Yeah, we got a spicy little number out here for you. Title of this one is... looking for the TS, I'm assuming that stands for transsexual, seeking dating and relationship, it's under the man for transsexual category, so I assume the TS is a safe assumption.
Let me ask you, did you go straight to misconnections, or did you go straight to that category?
I went straight to man for transsexual.
That's a pretty smart tactic.
Honestly. It was on his recent.
No, all I had to do was click saved.
It's in his saved tabs at the top of his browser.
Right there. They call me Tomahawk Kid for a reason. I'm looking for those tomahawks.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't want to know.
Tomahawk in the butthole.
Every day of the week, my butt didn't have a crack in it at first.
Wait, all right, here we go.
Let's just get into this one and let's stop talking about my butt for a reason.
Go ahead.
It's a little sore, so it needs a day off. So this guy is literally looking for anything, and I'll just kind of read it off to y'all. So you are the transsexual that is looking for dating and a real true relationship. You are the affectionate type who likes holding hands, cuddling, and public affection. Who doesn't? You are an understanding and compassionate person with a loving and sensitive personality. You enjoy the sweet, loving, and caring type guy. You're about my height or shorter. That's always a safe guess. If taller, not by much. Always a safe guess because they might be right under there.
Pretty much covers the categories right there.
Yeah, just about. He's 6'2". Yeah.
You're something.
It's one of the two.
Give or take, you are a full-grown adult that doesn't have dwarfism. You are a super feminine, very passable, or at least somewhat passable. Your hair color is either light or dark. Very safe move. It's medium to longer length, or possibly a little shorter than medium, a.k.a. you're not bald. Your body type is either smaller, medium average, or thicker, curvy, even maybe a smaller BBW. Big busty woman, in case you're wondering. You have a great sense of humor, but you love taking care of your man just like he will take care of you. Honestly, this guy's just looking for a pair of titties and a dick.
He has
this guy's just,
no one particular in mind. He's just trying to have sex with a transsexual.
Let's just say the only like he's really covering all his bases. The only person he's not trying to fuck is like Vern Troyer from Austin Powers. It's like they can't be bald and they can't be a midget. That's it.
I mean,
poor Vern.
Pretty much.
He is not living the surreal life. No, I think it was a bold move. It's a great strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, the best way to reach out to people is the internet, and he's covered everybody except for
it
Troy.
Reads, what's that dating show where it's like Bachelor Number One? Like, it reads like that kind of thing. Like if you
Next
take...
on MTV?
No.
Oh, that was a great show, though.
Much
I love New York.
Older and classier. That's the
Rock
one.
Of Love with Brett Michaels.
Watched every episode.
No, it was The Dating Game. That's what it was.
The Dating Game. Thank you, Tomahawk.
Time that girl pooped on Flavor of Flav.
Flavor of Flav. I honestly remember watching that show in your brother's room for the longest time. Flavor of Love.
Reality TV gets me, man.
Flavor of Love was fucking hilarious.
It's all gold.
That's a... I really... You know, reality TV has just gone downhill since then.
Yeah, I mean, it started at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah. Well, true, but like it just, you know, it's been rolling along. It's like a turd just rolling.
It's a trench.
On a really
it's a Civil War
hill.
Trench.
Yeah.
It just got worse.
Chester.
Shrewd, you have a... I don't have any MCs this week, but okay. I heard you have a good one.
I got a good one.
I felt it in my bones.
Okay. This is a classic MC out of Daytona Beach. This is a woman for man titled, "My Wife Sucked Your Dick Right Before the Storm."
Hurricane Katrina.
I don't think it was Katrina, but couple seeking the young teenage man my wife gave head to and swallowed right before the storm. She noticed your big package and your gym shorts while you were in line, and she caught up with you in the parking lot. We never got your info. She's looking for seconds, and maybe more. If interested, shoot us an email.
The only thing that knocks me out of this category is the big package part.
I mean, gym shorts, though, like, you know.
So was he like watching when he was sucking her dick?
People knew that.
What's going on? How does he know she swallowed? Did she tell him this?
No, he was there. This guy had
to
be
there.
Yeah,
people are into that.
You know, you kiss someone who swallows, you know.
You know.
You know,
just trust me.
I mean, Hurricane Matthew was coming through. They're like, I don't know if we're going to make it. Giving out blowjobs everywhere.
Honey, what have you always wanted to do?
The old brown eye of the hurricane.
Hurricane's coming in hot. Got to give some blowjobs out. This might be my last.
And then, honestly, the hurricane killed like zero people, and they're like, "Well, I guess we're these kind of people now."
So they're just following up, but they're like, "We're swingers now. Fuck, this is my life."
Wow, we really like that. I guess this is just what we do.
That was fair.
Like, how do you proposition someone for that? Like, tomahawk or...
I think you just go for it. I think it's honestly, think there's no strategy.
I think
if they
were about to die, let me suck that dick.
I think that's like definitely...
One last one, you know?
If I'm going out, I'm going out sucking.
What are they called? Lot lizards at truck stops? I see a bruiser getting a lot lizard just being like, we're all going down in the storm.
One last go, baby girl. Let's go.
Tomahawk, if we find out that there's a meteoroid going to hit the Earth in 10 minutes from now, what are the two things you have to do?
Probably 10 minutes. Ooh, I'd need to eat a cheeseburger, and I'd probably need to go balls deep in something.
One of those is going to be more easily accomplished than the other.
Well, not if I do a cow right after it. I can just make it into a cheeseburger.
Do you want to scoot to Sounds Legit?
Yeah,
got a plethora of good ones.
Okay, this is yeah, you
know? Yeah, Sounds Legit. Let's talk a little bit about this. What is this that we're about to dive into?
So this is a category.
That's a great segue.
Yeah.
It's a real
natural.
It's a better segue than I could have possibly done myself. So these are things that people posting, and you know, they definitely could only have the best interest of the person that they're looking for in mind. It's just stuff that sounds legit.
Let's get started.
Okay, so you've got four?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do all of them, just a couple.
Okay.
You know, they're not going anywhere.
You haven't done a post all ep.
I know, just been hanging out. All right, so this is the title's
I'm worried about you, man.
The title is To Kiss Your Feet Fully Clothed.
Ooh.
This is from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I am well educated and pretty normal, just really like feet. Looking for the quote girl next door young professional type smiley face. Both of us would stay fully clothed, well, except feet, of course. Staying at a nice hotel in Midtown for a conference, happy to host. Feel free to watch TV while I am kissing your feet. Sounds legit.
The best is I'm mostly normal. I'm pretty normal.
No, I'm a normal guy.
I'm a normal guy.
You can keep your clothes on. I just want to kiss your feet.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went right into my mouth.
This little piggy went wee wee wee.
All right, so
that's like a childhood thing. That game just went real wrong for this guy, and now he just needs to meet up with people.
So foot fetish, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I mean,
no opinion.
More power to you. I'm
more of a tits man.
Fucking weirdo.
Some people boobs, some people butt, some people teeny tiny toes.
I mean, like, feet aren't a deal breaker.
When you
for
say
me.
Them like that,
yeah, I agree. I mean, what if a girl just had just
monster,
you know,
dime toes,
just like kitchen sponge feet though. Like, what are you gonna do about that?
They wiggled and sparkle. Mean?
Like, yeah. It looks like a kitchen sponge.
Let's. Okay, well, fair
so
enough.
So, like, yellow and green?
With, like, a lot of holes in them? Hey, callousy?
Kind
of
callous on the bottom, okay. And yeah.
I'm right there with
just
you.
Covered with just, like, you know,
I think he got jaundice.
Okay.
He got jaundice or something.
Sounds like a guy's
Simpsons
foot.
Feet?
It's all right. Jaundice is a disease of the liver, not the vagina.
Not
so
the mind.
I'm still diving in. Charlie's Angels 2, full throttle. I'm going for it. But, no, back to feet. I'm not in them, but I'm not out of them either. You know,
I mean,
you
if
can
a girl,
always put on socks.
If a girl brings out some nasty toes, I'm going to tell her to get out of my house. Like, be real. I mean, you got to live with that. You got to see those things.
You don't got to live with it. You can just hit it once and kick her out the door
dude,
the next
you,
morning.
If you wake up, so well, okay, I guess I'm saying, like, if a girl has bad feet, I might fuck you, but I'm not going to date you.
Oh, my God. You can't marry the hobbit feet is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Tomahawk over here wants to see Hagrid shoeless.
That's not true. I'm just saying they make alpaca socks for a reason. They're big, they're bulky, they cover most of that stuff.
What you got?
This is a sounds legit.
Hey, what do you want?
Are you done?
Yep.
Alright, so I'll go. You got it, true.
This was written by the biggest douchebag in the world. This is a...
I have a similar post.
Woman for Man from Orange County called Any PETA or Mensa People Out There.
Those are kind of...
tell where this is going.
Yeah.
Opposite strategies there.
Hello, Craigslist Universe. I'm looking for some new friends who are interested in going to PETA protests with me or are Mensa members to go to Mensa events with me. None of my current friends are in this arena, so I thought I would try my hand at Craigslist first. Your age doesn't matter. Message me if you're interested. The humble brag of the century.
Like, dude, I've got I don't even want to read it. It's pretty long. I have one that's pretty similar. There's so many posts that are guys like, I just want someone who can have like a conversation as intelligent as I want my people that I'm around. You know, that kind of like, there's like, a lot
the
of those.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to save.
Read me another.
Okay. All right.
Feed
I had
it.
A, I had
Feed
a, we haven't done a what the actual fuck in a minute. I'm going to get to that in a second.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a bunch of fun.
What is that?
Some people talk about like incest and poop.
It's just there's no categorizing it because it's so fucking weird.
Okay.
But let's just do that. Yeah. Okay. So what the actual fuck? This is called Kendall from North Jersey. Hi, my name is Drew. I have a Kendall. My Kendall's name is Ken. He is my friend. He is a nice man and a fun guy. Ken doesn't like to wear any clothes. I see him naked all the time. He especially likes to get in the mail in the nude. That doesn't make any fucking sense. If he has to be dressed, he wears a sports jacket and no pants. I pretend that Ken is a doll at a restaurant called The Rescue Pig, which is owned by my other doll, Cash. Ken only wears a sports jacket whenever he works. Everyone who eats at The Rescue Pig gets very sick and no one knows why. Ken is pretty cool.
Do y'all believe in voodoo? Because this guy might have my voodoo doll. I mean, everything he described is what I do on a daily basis.
Everyone's getting sick because Ken's junk is in their food.
Or lack thereof. Have you seen a Ken doll in a while?
Yeah, they're pretty flat.
Yeah, there's not bad.
There's a lot of self-confidence when you look at a Ken
it's
doll.
It's been a while
kids
since
these days
I've
couldn't handle that.
I will say it's been a number of years since I've seen a naked Ken doll, but...
I mean, you never forget.
You never forget. You know, let's
never forget your first Ken doll.
So you're like you're like a sports jacket, no pants guy then.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I like to party.
Yeah,
but I like to be formal too.
Yeah, I mean, understandable.
Keep it business casual in case you're on a conference call or something.
Exactly. No one's looking on a Skype interview. No one's looking down.
That's true.
They don't want to see your shoes. They don't want to see your pants.
Have you ever done that?
That's what all the ESPN guys do.
Show me my shoes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, here we go. Those are Georgia boots, Farming Ranch.
Guy's wearing Crocs.
You just put those on.
Guy wore Crocs to a podcast.
Thought yeah, he could I wore get away Crocs with it. To a podcast. It's a podcast.
Nah, those are Jesus sandals.
It's all about being comfy, you know?
That's true.
I used to rock Crocs when I worked at Five Guys.
Ooh, confessions. Yeah, didn't know.
How was that?
Some sanitary.
Okay.
You want to get something off your chest?
It was the restaurant version of Crocs, so they're like non-slip. They're very comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
My toes weren't out and just like putting them in people's fucking burgers.
Dude, you were the guy who posted about the feet earlier, weren't you? You were the guy who posted about the feet.
Drew's just posting in every city about feet, hoping there's a bite.
Just hoping it.
What are you guys' opinion
of these days?
What are you guys' opinion of the shoes that are like that have all the individual toes?
Oh, Vibrams?
Oh. Hard.
Get the hell out of my house if you have Vibrams on. Dude. Like, I will literally... I'd rather just someone just kick me in the face barefoot than walk in my
house.
It's
more natural to exercise with your toes.
So I can wiggle my toes.
Well, I do deadlifts, so I can wiggle my toes. It helps.
It's the most pretentious thing in the world.
Someone walks into your house, you're just like, hey, man, you all right? Like, what's going on? What's going on downstairs?
I see you got a pair of toe shoes. What's the deal, man?
We're all concerned about you.
Those are pretty neat.
Producer Skeet has a pair, apparently.
He does. Of course he
does.
He
wears them out the Buckhead and just gets mad puss.
What a loser. It's getting a little hot in here. Do you want to take a quick break?
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, I guess we'll see you guys in a minute, right? You guys going anywhere?
No, I'm not going. I got no plans.
I'll be here. Count me in.
I'm still waiting on my Craigslist bites to hit, so we'll see.
We'll keep you posted. See ya.
This commercial-free segment brought to you by Ketchup. Ketchup, make a meatloaf palatable since 1962. J. Edgar Hoover.
All right, we're live.
Oh, shit. But are we back?
We're back.
Okay.
What's up?
I guess we're back.
Hola.
Hey, Bruiser.
Bruiser's putting on his hat over his headphones.
Toboggan.
My ears are cold. This house is in foreclosure. The heat is out. I mean, what else is going to happen to this place?
We're looking for a stewed. For as little as $50,000, you could give us your house to use as a studio, and then you can have no ownership in the podcast.
Fuck, an empty garage would help.
As an added bonus, I'll come over once a week and get drunk in your basement.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Think about it.
Do you guys see those sweet foam tiles? I mean, this is a studio.
Yeah, dude, we really worked hard on this. There's a dog barking outside most weeks. There's foam tiles on the wall that keep falling down.
We have an ass load of shelves.
Bunch of shelves.
Lots of shelves.
Like hood rich in shelves.
There's like a basket on one of them.
There's like a bunch of tools in the left corner.
Producer Skeet, you ever work
the
for a
market of tool selling.
You ever work for Vector Marketing?
Cutco.
Cutco.
Cutco knives.
Cutco is the best.
Okay, here's the thing about Cutco.
Yeah, Danny actually got rejected from brilliant. Cutco.
Sketchy Ponzi scheme, grade A knives. Sliced right through my finger in college.
Multiple times.
Yes.
During a very demonstration. Hi, Mrs. Smith. I've known you for 9 years. Let me cut this tomato, and there goes my thumb.
There's just blood everywhere. Just, oh, I'm sorry.
Watch how fast this cuts through your thumb. Ooh. I'll take 10. Before we get in hot and heavy with, you know, I know you guys got some good shit. We got some hot takes. I want to read a couple of the reviews that have been left on iTunes. Really appreciate the feedback. First, we'll go from Shane Gandy, titled Tough Stuff. Been listening for a few episodes, and so far it's mostly about Craigslist. Misconnections aren't really that funny, and I've got half a mind to never listen to this show again. Also, the shrew sounds like he always has a cold. Let's get that guy some fucking NyQuil. 5 stars.
Shane Gandy is, first of all, a character from MTV show, and he's dead. So I don't think this was the real Shane Gandy. And did you ever watch that show, Buck Wild? She got arrested for like selling meth.
I have hobbies and things to do. I don't watch Buck Wild.
I think that's when I stopped watching those, I guess. Because I've seen them all.
Shane Gandy
I've only
died.
Had so many brain cells, man.
Saul went to jail for selling meth or something, so it's just a lot of shit going on.
Two,
go fuck yourself because I got my deviated septum fixed and the surgery didn't take, so fuck you.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
What do you mean it didn't take? Explain that.
My doctor sat down. He's like, well, sometimes it just doesn't work. And so it took me like a year before I told
checkbook.
My parents. Yeah. My parents spent thousands of dollars. And it took me a year before I was like, yeah, it didn't work at all. Like, I'm really sorry.
Second review from Fanboy1145.
Ooh,
Dreamboats. If you listen to this podcast and you don't get hard, you're doing it wrong. 5 stars. And last review. From Dan 135-432-4563. I was looking for the awesome Vince Vaughn movie with Dave Franco. I really recommend the film. Dave Franco is a film mastermind. Oh, and Owen Wilson's in it too. Remember how good he was in Wedding Crashers? The podcast was all right though too. But seriously, watch that fucking movie. 5 stars.
So, yeah. Sounds like Dan knows what he's talking about.
Keep the constructive criticism coming. We'll really like it.
We didn't know that until we started the podcast. There was a movie called Unfinished Business.
That's awesome. Dave Franco, he's a true talent.
It's Robert De Niro. You know the movie where they like go abroad for a business meeting with Asians?
Yeah, that came out like last year, right?
Haven't seen it.
I don't think anyone saw it.
No.
I watch a lot of movies and I haven't even seen that movie.
Owen Wilson, Robert De Niro, and Dave Franco. Sign me up.
I mean, it sounds like a hit.
I mean, all the components are there.
All right. What are we doing?
When does Robert De Niro's mole get its own cast credit? I think it's just gotten bigger over the time.
I mean, it's doing a much better job.
Dude,
than
that
he
thing
is
takes up
days,
half the screen in every scene he's in.
Fucker!
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
We're doing two things.
Okay, what are we doing?
Does anyone have a drink that I can borrow?
Wait, dude, you didn't even get the snus at...
I know, dude.
Are you fucking kidding
me? It's really hard to talk and read stuff with snus in your mouth sometimes.
It's not. It's
all right, fine. Number one is canceled. Number two, we're going into housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
I think you have an item. I think Bruiser has an announcement to make.
Oh, I do. Dug up some gold, if you know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's make an announcement.
Okay.
Why don't we do housekeeping first? Because I feel like the little nugget that Bruiser has over here might take a little while.
Okie doke.
Okay, I'll go the housekeeping.
What do you got?
This is an ad. All right. This is an ad for a human-sized steel cage. Whoever responds with the best potential use for this cage will get it free of charge. It is 6'1" tall by 4x4 base. Welded steel, approximately 200 pounds. Pick up by Saturday in the Jack London area. So this is a steel cage that sits on top of a bed to trap people in.
Well, could you use like an old shark diving cage?
It's kind of like that. It's when you're getting tomahawked in the butt and the person doesn't want you to leave.
So. Most of the times you're going to need a cage.
Yeah,
it's true.
At least some duct tape.
You got.
It's like great white shark diving, although it's just a little bit below average shark diving.
You can dangerous. Stand up in it, so I mean, it's a nice cage. I saw pictures of it.
Yeah. Just put you your keep real like something in that.
Let's get into some hot takes.
Let's get into Cole.
Please, Cole.
Exactly.
I've got one from Topeka, Kansas, called
Topeka
Hand Jobs, spelled HANJOBS. Hand jobs.
Ooh. Short and sweet.
So, what's wrong with
from
that?
Topeka. They are my favorite thing in the world. Why is it so hard to find a girl who enjoys giving hand jobs? Just curious. Is all every time I talk to a girl about it, it seems to not work out. LOL. I don't think it's gross or too much to ask. So what's the deal, ladies? I mean, seriously.
As somebody who gives themselves hand jobs regularly since 8th grade, I think it's just the workout.
8th grade?
Yeah, dude.
Not earlier?
Nah, not earlier. I was humping couch cushions in 6th grade.
I heard that's bad for you.
Nah, yeah. It's working great for me. But let's go back to the original question. I think it's just the mental strain it takes on your hand.
Ooh, that's a new sound effect. I like that one. I've got something that I really want to get y'all's opinion about because I've been seeing it a lot everywhere.
Another hot take?
Yeah. Some celebrities are on board. Like it's spreading rapidly, and I want to see what you think.
Okay.
It's called Flat Earthers, ? Hey, anybody out there want to talk about Flat Earth or any other conspiracy theories? Just looking for open-minded, intelligent people that are awake to the truth like me. Do you guys think the Earth is flat, yes or no?
Yes. Never been on a plane.
It is so true. I can back that up. Honestly, yeah, I've never been on a plane.
You really never been
Wait,
on a plane?
Are you serious?
No plane, no joke.
I thought you were...
Nah, dude, been on a cruise, though. Been to Mexico.
You're like what, 25, 20, 24 years old? You've never been on a fucking plane?
Nope.
What's the furthest away you've been?
Mexico. Maybe New York.
You drove to Mexico?
You drove to New York.
Took a boat. Yeah, my dad did.
That's a long ass drive.
He's like, hey, quick trip. You want to go to Mexico? Want to go to New York? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, let's go. It
was like 15 hours.
Dude, he left at like 8 at night and we got there Friday morning at like 10. It was dope. That sucks. I slept the whole way. So I woke up in New Jersey and was just like, where am I?
GTL, am I right?
That's a hallmark of the Flat Earth movement, though, is they think that all pilots are in on it and that they're in on the conspiracy.
Wouldn't be surprised. I'm telling you, dude. Planes don't fly. I think it's just a whole setup.
Yep. Well, no, they fly. They just go straight across.
But do they?
but do they, though?
Have you ever gotten out of a plane and fell out of the air? No, it's ground.
I mean,
prove me wrong.
Well, shit, I'm not. I mean, I haven't done enough research to back that up. I'm sorry.
I don't know enough about stars to dispute that.
Yeah,
conspiracy.
You burn trash, it just goes up into the sky and becomes stars.
I mean, I don't have enough evidence to dispute that, so I agree.
Any hot takes?
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, I'm just looking at you.
He's looking at Skeet because Skeet's got a glare in his eye, and I can't tell what it means.
I've got a hot fuck.
All right.
My clue's pointing over there.
This is a hot take from Orange County. I was going to tell you this week, if you're ever struggling to find stuff, go to Orange County because it's just Mensa, PETA, lots of good stuff.
Lots of mental illnesses in Orange County.
Lots of Buckhead Bettys that are bored. This is called the fucking Home Depot commercial guy.
Great. I can't
Home Depot
wait.
Commercial and
did they even advertise?
So for the sake of our podcast audience, this was heavily edited from homophobic slurs that were littered across this post. And I think I did a good job.
Is there like a certain word we want to put instead of the slurs? I think that could maybe be fun.
Buzzword, word of the day.
I edited all of them out. So I'll just jump right in. Who's the fucking chode that narrates the Home Depot commercials? Anyone here know? Man, I have to tell you, it's pretty fucking annoying. Fucking Christ, whoever's in charge of the Home Depot advertising department needs to hire Sam Elliott from the Dodge commercials. Like, who? I don't really even know who that is.
Sam Elliott's Sam the Elliott. Guy. He's the guy from Big Lebowski who's like the cowboy who sits at the bar and he's like the dude in the bar.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. Magical voice.
I can't take this needle dick trying to tell me how to work on my home, selling some Chinese bullshit made fake Christmas trees and lights. This appeals to the half-dead middle-aged man whose wife nags him into putting Xmas lights up every year. By the way, I worked construction off and on many years, and if this guy rolled up onto the job site spouting off bullshit like this, I'll laugh in his face. Hey, Home Depot, fuck you.
Signed, Lowe's VP.
Guy's just like so angry about this that he has to get on his computer and write that whole tirade just because the commercial makes him that angry.
You know he has a login too. He had to go through all those steps to do that.
I'm usually mad for probably about like a minute and I'm steaming, but after that minute I calm down. I'm like, what am I doing?
You know what blows my mind is when on like a porn website when you see people with like usernames like commenting, like who's doing that?
Time for tell that? Bobby V 5543.
It's like, oh, this is a good one. It's like, dude, you made a username.
You did that with one hand, too.
I'm sure you use the same password as the rest of your shit, and you trust those people with that?
It's Dildo Schwaggins just clowning us all, man.
Just a couple trolls.
It's like one of the six people that they hoodwinked into buying like a premium account. He's like, I paid $1 a month for this. I'm going to comment on every video. Yeah.
Pay $1 for comments.
Nope. That guy's like Ed Harris from Westworld. You know, he's like, he owns the park, so he's like, he's put his dollar and he can do whatever he wants. Dude,
the ultimate draw.
That is maybe the craziest show right now.
Well, I haven't finished it, so don't.
So
everybody dies.
Ixnay on the robots.
It's Jurassic Park with robots. If you saw Jurassic World, you saw Westworld.
Still can't believe that thing happened, though.
Hannibal Lecter is Arnold. That's not true.
He wears robot skins.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. I've never seen this Home Depot commercial, so I don't really agree with this guy's hot take.
No, I think I know what he means. I think he's just tired of feeling like a bitch of other dudes that he doesn't know, just fucking talking about how shitty he is in his life.
I think he watches TV and he's like, I don't like to be told what to do.
I don't know. I think Arthur Blank owns the Falcons, or owns Home Depot, and he owns the Falcons, so I'm going to support Home Depot 100%.
Does Arthur Blank own Home Depot?
Oh, man, does he?
He's a co-founder.
It's worth a Google.
Him and Bernie Marcus, producer.
Blank owns Home Depot.
And I've never been on a plane. I'm telling you, it's a weird world.
Yeah, the guy's seen the world. He knows his stuff.
It's definitely flat.
You know, he drove.
100%. The boat was flat. It's not like we were curving or anything.
Dude, if the world wasn't flat, how would Bruiser know what it looks like? Because you can only go on a car in flat roads. Am I right? Arthur Blank thinks the world is flat. Producer Skeet with that big one.
Okay, but where are we at with Home Depot?
Is that one flat?
I think we've gone over a lot of good stuff here. I think this has been productive. I think we've hashed out some shit.
Yeah.
I've got one more thing though. Before we have to go.
What was the title of this thing?
So it's called Holy Shrimp.
Oh, this
scampi happening. And so Tomahawk, he works with fish.
Marine animals
as they say, and I think I just found his dream girl. So listen to this. It's I figured all the good gills already had a buoy in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was definitely wrong. Mm-hmm. No squidding. Let minnow. I'd totally like to hook up with somebody. Or maybe you're coy and need time to mull it over. I hope to be hearing from you soon.
God damn it.
That was definitely Tomahawk. That was written for Tomahawk.
I mean,
I'm going to respond for the third time.
Oh my god. How many times between over 5 as far as like marine life related puns have you used on Tinder?
Yes.
Dude, my entire Tinder.
Cuz your whole Tinder is just you with marine life, right?
Tinder and Bumble is all just well, no, actually,
but Tinder's it's marine like the sluttier fish and then mm-hmm. Bumble's like the penguins
Tinder
and stuff.
Is all fish.
He crushes Bumble. On both of these apps. I mean, I'm, it's
Bumble's
it's
like the.
I mean, my Bumble and Tinder game is so strong.
He says
every
he owns a telescope, and he doesn't. I don't know why you'd lie about that, but he did, and it works. It's golden, like
and I also have
thing.
A NASA sticker on my laptop that everyone's seeing right now. There's a NASA sticker just to follow up on the telescope.
It's like the dumbest but most genius lies.
Dude, the best thing about lies is you just have to. You have to believe them yourself, or else you're never going to sell
them. So you just become like a delusional asshole.
No, I believe it's called a sociopath.
That's a sociopath. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, that sounds like it's a lot of fun.
As long as you function in society, who cares?
Yeah, as long as you're not cutting people into little bits, which may or may not happen.
With my penis.
Tell you, man, I mean, that telescope and shit old, works. Put it on your peen. Bumble.
No,
like
I'm just
I own
kidding.
A telescope. I love telescopes.
But, yeah, no, and then it's a lot of marine animals and minority children. It's like fishing with dynamite. I don't know what that's like, too.
So, it works.
I
kind of want to
hear more about this. Yeah. Success rate, you're saying.
Oh, it's good. I mean, I'm a witness. I'll back him up.
No, every time it happens, he knows he's my roommate. He hears the sex gongs we have.
I usually scream. I'm like,
no, he just happens to know. I mean, it is his sixth, maybe his seventh sense.
Well, like the trick is, so he comes into my apartment and I'm out in the living room reading a book because there's a bug in my room and so I can't go in my room. And so that's why they go to his room to watch the movie. So
right,
it works
Mac.
Perfectly.
Move in after completion.
I wish that happened. I wish I could read a book.
Never one of these days, don't give up hope, man. One of these days.
I'm going to be able to read a book while flying in a plane.
And then I know I've made it.
I know. I mean, I can't wait. Probably business class. Who cares?
Hey, that's not that bad.
A couple bottle shots.
I think, like I said, you know, you guys have been good. You guys have been good, I think. I think people are going to like it. Big episode number 10.
First time on Life Been Satisfied.
This is a long episode.
Christmas special.
We talked about nothing Christmas related.
Merry Christmas. It turns out this whole time, all Ted ever needed to get off was just to be on a podcast.
Merry Christmas.
I just said, Tomahawk.
Not Ted.
Good thing you didn't like. It's a good thing. It's a good thing you didn't like.
Don't edit that out. That is so funny.
It's a good thing you didn't like say where you went to high school or where you lost your virginity or anything. follow us on the meads.
Give me the meads.
Rate us on iTunes if it's funny. Rate us 5 stars and you can say that we're suck and that we're assholes and we'll still read it. I don't care.
All right, I'm back up on the soapbox. My friends are dickheads and no one reviews. It takes like 6 seconds. So,
people's lives are busy these days. All right. Closing thoughts? No.
I'm good. Well, I got a couple.
All right. See you next week.
End on that. End on that. End on that for sure.